Well, yes. I mean, we actually dragged Watford just 3 points away from us now, so they get worried, you know. But you know, the 3 points, it means that it doesn't really matter what anybody else has done today. We've secured 3 points out of one game and increased our total to 28 points now, and getting ever closer to the magic what everybody calls 40. But recently, 38 has been enough. So you could arguably say you're sort of 10 points away from maybe safety again. You'd want to do more than that, but it makes it look, you know, a little bit more achievable, whereas a few weeks ago it was looking a very daunting task to get out of the position. We're at the bottom three. We've stayed at the bottom three today, and that's very important for the confidence.
And in that game, Sam, you didn't really look like you were going to concede. Were you at all concerned that moment of quality wasn't going to come in a really tight game that you needed to
Yeah, to... I was. You are, but we have quality players who can produce that quality. Wilfried Zaha had a lot of quality today without scoring a goal himself, but he had a quality. But, you know, in the end, a set piece that are so important. I mean, if you want to talk about set pieces, go and have a look at West Brom today. You know, the 23% possession and beat Arsenal 3-1, two corners. So set piece is a huge part of the game, and we didn't concede off a set play. One of the weakest parts of the team when I came here was conceding off set players. We've conceded one goal off a set play in the last 8 games or 9 games now, and this team has scored 8 out of the last 16 goals off set plays. West Brom, I think, have scored 14 goals off set plays. We've nullified that part of our game and made it different opposition. At the other end, we scored off a set play today to win the very precious 3 points. So we could have done it by more with the chances we created after that. But, you know, overall, the game said that we got more chances to score than they did. So I think we deserve the victory.
And that actually, what you were just saying there, Sam, leads on to my final question. What have you done to improve the team's defending? That's 3 clean sheets in a row. What's made the real difference?
Well,
there?
I think that finding two left backs, you know, which we needed, because we didn't have a left back at all that had got any experience. We've got Zaki Friars, but he hadn't done that much in the first team. So, you know, throwing him in would have been a bit of a risk. So we went out and got Patrick and Jeffrey, and Jeffrey can play one farther up as well. And then we got Mamasako. Then we got Luka Miljovic. And that is, that's the screen in front of the back four. So the back four's improved, the midfield's improved defensively. And the release of Jason Puncheon and Johan Cabaye, they look back and go, oh, Luka's there, I can go and join in the attack, I can go and create, I can do what I want to do now. And that's why we're doing both ends better now, scoring and winning and keeping a clean sheet at the other end.
Will you talk to Christian Benteke about what seems like a lack of confidence, or does that just come back? What do
practice
you do in these
for areas? Me, that's all. Just a practice on the training ground, little practices and under no pressure. And you know, it will come again. You know, he won't stop scoring goals when he starts. I mean, the good thing for us is when he starts again, you know, we had another firepower to our armoury, which we haven't needed recently. His last goal was 6 games ago at Bournemouth, and obviously we've just won 3 on the trot without him. But he is getting in positions to score, and that's important. Just not quite taking him yet.
And is this a good time for an international break? Would you rather have played again next Saturday, or does it
not
matter?
Well, I'd like to play again next, because we've already had 2 2-week breaks, because we've been out the FA Cup, like I mean. But you know, we'll deal with it as we can, and hopefully, like I said, we'll be as good. Well, we'll have to be better than we were today. We'll have to pull our best game out of the season if we're going to get anything against Chelsea, but we'll get ready for it. And what we've done is taken our pressure off us getting points out of that game by winning the last 3 games on the trot. You know, for us, it's go and have the best goal you can, go and play the best you possibly can, see if you can get something. Nobody will really expect us to, but in the Premiership, you never know. And the way we're playing at the moment, we might.